Hi, and welcome to the New Hampshire Family Voices podcast. New Hampshire Family Voices is a nonprofit organization that empowers and informs families and professionals caring for children with special health care needs and disabilities from birth to adulthood, and has been doing so for 20 years. This week, we are exploring the New Hampshire Family Voices Lending Library, a free resource for all New Hampshire residents that was established in 1996. This library has thousands of books and DVDs that are geared towards people of all ages and abilities and delivered right to your door. Even after all these years, we still run into folks that don't know about the library. So we figured we'd take a road trip and see how some Granite State families and professionals are using the library and what they think of its special healthcare resource. We started over in Hooksett and met Alicia Grant, a mom of two who has been using the library for the past 5 years. Alicia, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Oh, thank you for having me.
As a family organization, we're talking to families around the state, and we constantly share stories and resources, and this is critical to how we support each other, raising our children and with professionals who care for children with special health care needs and disabilities. Before we dig into the lending library and what that's all about, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Yes. Well, we're a split family, so we have two homes for my oldest daughter, who I use the resources for. So at my house, it's myself, my husband, and then I have my two kids. So my oldest, she's the one who has the additional needs.
Okay. So how long have you been using the lending library for, do you think?
She was about four when I started using it, and she's nine now, so 5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Great. How did you find out about it?
A really late night Google search.
Yep, I can relate to that. I'm sure most of our families can. You found it on Google. What were you looking for?
Help.
Okay.
Help. My daughter had just been diagnosed with sensory processing disorder, and I had no idea what to do. The doctors weren't really helpful. I was seeing all these symptoms and things, but the pediatrician said that she fell in the normal category, and it just wasn't working for me. So lots of research.
I'm glad that we ended up being part of your resources that you found. Do you remember what the first book you borrowed was?
I don't remember the exact title, but it was like SPD and Me.
Mm-hmm.
All the things you need to know about sensory processing disorder.
And over the years, have you continued to borrow books or DVDs that were around that diagnosis, sensory processing disorder?
It was that way for a few years, and then as she grew older, we specified more as to what was going on in her life.
Right.
So her diagnosis changed, so what I've searched for changed.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about like the different resources you've explored so we can let our audience kind of know what's available to them?
Absolutely. We've gotten children's books, picture books, there's workbooks that I got that we can use, books that I could read, scientific based, and then there's ones that are more family style written about the topics. My daughter was recently diagnosed with autism, being on the spectrum, so having those children's books to explain to her what's going on with her own body was very important.
Yeah. Sounds good. And does she enjoy the books?
She does. She likes how they really tell her what's going on, clear cut, no wiggle room.
Right.
So
nice. That's great. What would you say the difference is between the New Hampshire Family Voices Lending Library and your typical public library?
I don't have to search as hard for what I want.
Okay.
And I can look it up in the middle of the night, and it just shows up at my door. I don't have to go to the library. It just arrives in the mail, just there for me to have it.
And for families like us, that kind of convenience, I feel at least, is really important. Like, we have enough to do.
Yes. And even when I do get to the library, I don't get to go to the part I want to go to.
Right.
I'm in the children's zone making sure she doesn't destroy the place. Either of them.
Right. And so as part of that process, just to let our audience know, you can return books in the same fashion. So there's a postage paid envelope. You just put it in the envelope, pop it in a mailbox, and you're done.
Yes, which is the easiest thing because they love that. Yeah. They can just, you know, we'll pull up right next to the post box and they'll be like, oh, I get to mail it back. And I'm like, okay, go put it in the mailbox.
That's fantastic. Have you ever used any of the children's books with their classrooms at all? Some of our families have talked about you taking one of the children's books that they used with their own child and then sharing that with their teacher or the having the teacher read it to the classroom.
Oh, we haven't done that, no. We did bring in a book to one of our early Girl Scout meetings. One of the other families there wanted to look at it as well.
Tell us about the last book you borrowed.
Do you I actually have three out right now.
All right, good.
I've been working on the Lego therapy book right now for myself. It's an adult, it's a book written for adults. My daughter's really interested in Legos, okay. So she's on a Lego league in the town. So having something that I can incorporate and dive into her world
right. With
language yeah. Is super important.
So what does that book provide you with? Like, it's for adults and...
Yeah, it's like reaching into using something that their common interest is.
Okay.
And then having that language to bridge that gap from what you want to say to what they would understand.
Oh, that's excellent.
So it gives them those little, you know, you could use it with the Legos.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyone in the state of New Hampshire can use our lending library. Can you describe, in addition to the books being delivered to your door, can you describe what you like best about it or why you think others around New Hampshire should know about this free resource?
Oh, yeah. They're on the website. Mm-hmm. You can go there, and it just breaks it down by diagnosis, and then I can search for, like, symptoms.
Oh, great.
And it'll bring up a whole list of books, things I've never even thought of it. And then I can go in there and I can look it up, and it gives you a little description about the books too. So okay. It's been very helpful.
Do you have any advice you'd like to share with New Hampshire families like ours?
Don't hesitate. Just dive in there, take a search through. You'd be surprised at what you'll find.
That's great. Thank you so much, Alicia. After talking with Alicia, we headed north to Enfield, New Hampshire, where we met Krista LaFont-Leamy, a social worker and parent who has been using the Lending Library as a resource for a few years. Krista, thank you for joining us today. Before we get started, do you mind telling us a little bit about your family and the work you do?
Sure. So I live in Enfield, as you said, and I have a child who's approximately 6 years old that has special medical needs, and that is how I was introduced to the library. I am a social worker. Currently, my focus is in pediatrics and primary care, so I assist people from ages birth through geriatrics, connect with needs in the community.
Do you use the Lending Library for professional resources, personal resources, or both?
Both. When I first realized that my daughter had special medical needs, I connected with the library to get information about her needs in particular, to better understand the terms that were being told to me, the diagnoses that she was given, because for me, information is important. It makes me feel like I'm prepared for what may come.
How did you find out about the Lending Library?
I believe I found out about it through the Special Needs Support Network, I think it's called, in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
So that's an advocacy and information center for people with children with special needs, whether they be medical needs or developmental needs. So given the background that I have professionally, I sought out their help when my daughter was diagnosed.
Great. And so you said do you use the library professionally too?
I do, yes.
So what materials do you access and how do you use those?
Sure. So professionally, most of my career has been spent supporting adults with co-occurring mental health conditions as well as substance use disorders. So when I shifted gears, I felt like I didn't have the knowledge base that I wanted, so I utilized the library to learn about various conditions.
Okay.
Some of the conditions that I researched were autism, cerebral palsy, dyspraxia, things that I hadn't run into as often because, again, I was focusing with adults and their needs specific to mental health and substance. So I didn't have as great an understanding of developmental conditions as I wanted to.
Okay, so it helped with that transition to a different area of your work. Did you find that there were enough resources for you to get the information that you were looking for? Is there something that you would have hoped that would have been there that wasn't?
Hmm. I think overall I did find what I was looking for.
Okay.
Oftentimes I took out more than one book on the same subject to try to get a variety of information, since one publication may include a specific aspect versus another, whether it was parenting a child with a specific condition or the medical aspects of the condition.
Right.
I wanted to know a variety of different topics.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And that empowers you to help your clients who are either parents or pediatric clients?
Yes, it does.
Okay. How might you recommend other professionals access the library or use the library? What would be the benefits to other social workers using the library?
I think the benefits are huge. First of all, it is available throughout the state, which is helpful. So, I mean, it's wonderful to have a brick and mortar library that one can go to, but they may not have all the topics that you're looking for. And it's nice to be able to go online and look through and request what you need. And it's free.
And it's free. And it's delivered to your door.
That's right. So easy access, amazing topics.
Right.
Yeah, it was really helpful.
We do try to stock the library with resources that would be hard to find elsewhere. So like rare conditions, you know, public libraries and Amazon only have so much when
you're
trying to dig deeper. And sometimes what we find is there's a lot of self-published books from the perspective of the person who's been diagnosed or a parent who's raised a child or a professional. So we try to capture those different resources that are kind of hard to come by in the library. And then also sometimes we try to provide the DVDs if they're useful. So that's another area that professionals could explore. What do you think the benefits are to families? They're probably pretty similar, I would assume, but...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so as the parent of a child with medical conditions, I found it invaluable to be able to access the information. And not only to learn about the conditions themselves, but the unique aspects of parenting a child that has medical conditions, because, or even for those with children with developmental disabilities, parenting a child with special needs is different. The considerations are different. Many times the techniques are different. And so I think that having those resources available to a parent is incredibly important, not only, again, because you gain that knowledge, but you don't feel alone.
Right.
There are others that have been there. They've written about it.
Exactly. We've heard other people say, other parents say, that they sometimes use the resources to also educate other family members or teachers or other people in the community about their child's conditions so that everyone can support that child collectively.
Yes.
Do you find that to be kind of along the lines of your experience as well?
I have.
Okay.
I have. After I finished a book that I was reading for personal reasons, I have recommended it to family members so that they also would understand what I was talking about and what my child was experiencing. So we were all on the same page. And then, although this did not come from your lending library, I recommended a book for my daughter's school when she started school. It was written for the age group, and it was to explain her condition to her peers, her friends in class. So, because they were going to have questions. Her condition is not common in that age group. So it was to help her feel more empowered and them to understand. So it would answer some of their questions and help her to feel like she could talk about it.
Did you find that it worked? Did you see a difference?
Yes.
You did.
Yes. The teachers discussed how that kind of shifted my daughter's interactions around that condition and really invited conversation.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have heard this situation many times from parents where it just takes a little bit of exposure and learning for a child's peers for them to support them in the way that we hope.
Absolutely.
Right? And like you said in the beginning, it's really about having that knowledge because we don't know what we don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think kids fear what they don't understand.
Absolutely.
And so greater acceptance is taught through understanding.
Yeah. Yeah. So as you mentioned, anyone in the state can use our lending library.
Yes.
And you've talked about the different aspects that you really like about it. What would you recommend to someone who's just maybe feeling isolated or hesitating to access the library or even access New Hampshire Family Voices in general? What kind of makes you take that first step? I know as a parent myself, sometimes in the beginning of my journey, I just felt so isolated that I was almost paralyzed with inaction and not knowing who to reach out to. So there's some comfort level there with taking the first step. Can you speak to that at all?
I think that each person's journey is unique.
Yeah.
And for some, it could be utilizing media that they're comfortable with. For example, the Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
Or the Facebook support group that Family Voices has. If somebody's comfortable in the Facebook world, that might be their go-to first to become acquainted with the supports and resources. And then they could branch out from there, but it's easier to take that first step when you're comfortable with some aspect of it.
Yeah, and you realize that there's many more people out there that are dealing with some of the same things.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's a wonderful world in which we live where there's more connection in that way, particularly with a rural state like New Hampshire. It's not always easy to find our peers as adults, never mind as kids. But I really want to thank you today. You really helped us kind of share the value of this resource, and that also allows us to keep it going.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
After talking with Krista, we got back on the road and headed southeast, where we ran into Karen Belmonte, a mom from Hollis, New Hampshire. Hi, Karen. Thanks for joining us today. Could you start off by sharing a little about yourself and your family with us?
I'm a registered nurse, and I'm a mom of three. I live with my husband and my three children, Jake, who's six, Juliana, who's eight, and Ava, who's nine. Jake has autism and speech apraxia. And my daughters, between the two of them, also experience anxiety and ADHD.
Thank you very much, Karen. So you've been using the lending library for a few years now, is that correct?
Yes.
How did you find out about it?
I found out about it through Gateways. Okay. I think it was part of the intake process to be in family supports.
Do you remember what the first book or resource that you borrowed was?
I don't remember the first. It was probably something on autism because it was right after my son was diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And it was just a really confusing time. We were faced with long wait lists to get therapies. And I remember borrowing and reading a lot of different resources, some meant for professionals, some we used as sort of therapy for him while we had no services, like social story books and parenting books, story books for him, also DVDs. I remember the Model Me Kids DVDs that were really helpful in teaching social skills or behavior management.
Oh, great. So how old was he when you started using the library?
He was 4.5.
Okay. And you said that you used some of the social skills books for kids?
Yes, okay. Yes, like Carol Gray's Social Stories. There were a variety of resources recommended from our physician at Boston Children's Hospital.
Okay.
I went to some of the resources they recommended, which were available through the Lending Library. So, I mean, professionals use those social stories. So it was just a nice resource to have it in a book rather than trying to comb the internet for it. And the DVDs themselves, it was just such an effective way to help him with social skills and give me the skills to feel like I was doing something to help him while we had no support with therapy.
Tell me a little bit about the DVDs. Would you guys use them together? Like, how does that
work? So we'd use them together and talk about them. Like, he didn't understand, like, in his evaluations, he didn't understand facial expressions and emotions, which is typical for kids on the spectrum. And there's a movie that would go through a little clip of children his age, and then they'd zoom in on the face and they'd say, you know, this is what afraid looks like, or this is what excited looks like. So we would watch it together, and then, you know, I would point it out and then try to carry it over into the natural environment. So next time his sister was afraid or excited, just kind of try to carry those skills over.
That's great. So families and professionals use the Lending Library in a bunch of ways. We have some professionals that have been using the resources in the same way, just with their own clients and things like that.
I could see therapists like that using those resources with kids. As our speech therapist is always coming up with new things to do with him and new ideas, and she's always on top of like current research. But
can you speak to the convenience of the Lending Library in that it's...
It doesn't get more convenient when life gets really busy, you know? Yeah. It's, you know, 11 o'clock at night, find some things, it appears in the mail a few days later. So it's very easy to use.
Any resources that you've kept for longer than others, ones that you found more valuable than others? You mentioned the social skills books and DVDs.
Yeah, the social skills, Carol Gray's Social Stories, I kept longer just because there were so many skills in it. You know, just dressing and toothbrushing, and it was a lot to get through, I think, in the 3 weeks that I had it, so I think I did keep it longer. and some of the resources, it was very confusing to me, all the different therapy options too. I really didn't understand autism. I never worked with kids professionally. I had different ideas of what autism was before my son was diagnosed. So just becoming aware of what the different therapies even meant, because there are so many that are so similar. I remember borrowing some resources that had manuals, DVDs in it, and I always found the DVDs useful, and it was something that was more easily shared with my husband, where we could watch it and learn from it at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. What would you say the difference between the Lending Library and like a public library is?
There's just a lot more resources through the Lending Library that were what I needed.
Okay.
I have borrowed resources from my public library, you know, on like ADHD or anxiety, but the choices were really limited. And I have sent away through the Interloan Library, but I think I wouldn't have known to look through the Interloan Library.
Right.
Or probably not be able to access some of the Model Me Kids movies. That stuff isn't usually available at public libraries.
Yeah.
So I think being able to look in one spot and just seeing the variety of resources.
Anything else that you would like to tell other families of young children about New Hampshire Family Voices or the Lending Library?
I just wish there were a way to let people know about it. It would have been nice if the school told me.
Yeah.
You know, they see a lot of the kids. I would say almost everyone. And I've tried to spread the word to families I know in town. But I think a lot of people don't know about it.
Yeah. Yep, we're trying to get the word out there, certainly. But thank you for doing this interview, because it helps a lot.
Thanks so much, Alicia, Krista, and Karen. Hearing perspectives and experiences of other families is what we're all about at New Hampshire Family Voices. We learn from and support each other. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Please check out our Lending Library and see what sparks your interest at www.lendinglibrary.org. www.nhfv for New Hampshire Family Voices. org. That's www.nhfv.org. Tune in next time for the New Hampshire Family Voices podcast.